That according to our estimates, will be necessary to finalize servicing for any technical structures. If I go back to the 2.771 million as operating chairperson, the money will be spent as follows. First of all, personnel, 645,000 men. Chairperson money that is in necessary background, 33 people that's in the employ of the company, and we've also provided for two new trainers. One will be as far as agriculture extension is concerned, and the second one will be a mechanic. Both for the employees will be equipment on the farm, but also from a point of view. Administrative expenditure, 176,000 rand, or 6.4% of the total budget. Management fees, 1.1 and 1.2 million, or 42% of the total budget, as the committee members and the chairperson. NECA is a public entity of the National Department of Agriculture, and the management agent has been appointed by the board to manage the farm's day-to-day activities. Veterinary and medicine cost, 16,000 or 0.6% of total budget. Following leaks for both the dairy and the herd, 580,000 rand or 17.3%. So, but you keep in mind that more rain is better than felt, maybe the technical effect of these distributed. Maintenance of roads, building equipment, estimated at 30,000 or 1.8% of total budget. Transport cost, 26,000 rand, 4.9% of total. Consumables, 10,000 rand, 4% of total. Water and electricity, 64,000 rand, 2.3% of total. Security services, 58,000 rand, 2.1%. Vegetables, 54,000 rand, 2.3%. Here, before I finish the transparency and transfer committee's presentation, revenue, 905,000 rand, in this case, estimated as follows. We expect the dairy to still be our main source of revenue, 673,000 rand. The ingredient herd, we expect 45,000 rand. The vegetables, which will be something new that we were doing, runners at 16,000. Contract balance is 66,000 rand. We also now received a contract from one of the communities for an additional 150 hectares to be determined. And then the last will be just 5,000 rand, so then that is to be 105,000 for estimated revenue. So they will give the same numbers, but that's according to cost centers. Administration, 680,000 rand, 24.5%. Livestock, 40,000 rand, 1.4%. The dairy, 805,000 rand, 39.1%. Management fees, 1.182, 42.7%. And then vegetables, 64.2%. Because in a nutshell, that is a presentation. All I need to say is not mentioned is the 200,000 that are consumed at the end. Funds to finalize servicing the capital, 200,000. And this is a plan for that is what was presented to the committee at the farm. Maybe the finishing process thereof, as well as the planning, one tunnel for training and farming purposes, one additional border that still needs to be before to be done, and then one shade house for also for training and the farming perspective. That is how the 200,000 rand plan will be spent next year. That allocation will be there for not being given from the national department to the chairperson, as I said in the last one. Thank you very much. Thank you. At the moment, the activities of the workshop is still undertaken at Silver Lake. One of the farms that is in the education process for secondary farms. So the all that we need to do is all our equipment is using for me. So the equipment is already there. We're not going to want new equipment. It's just a relocation of the, to the new structure from the current workshop.
Augusta is very keen. I'm looking at your budget here. And what comes into my mind is that how many villages are you thinking of in there? And I'm looking at what you are offering here as well. I see that you are offering agricultural advisory, land preparation, training and advice, preparation of business plans, cost effective effects, and maintenance of agricultural machinery and equipment, postal service, legal service, land valuation, and blah blah, all those things you are offering. Are these people saying something? Because looking at this budget, it won't cover all of this. So I wanted to know whether you think they pay for this CPM, how much do they afford, and how many villages are you covering? Because I see that the source is the food and distributes to different villages that surround you.
My chief, the person 43,000, she has spoken, but in terms of the protocol, I must seek them so that the chief will then come back, so that if the chief has spoken, can't speak after the chief.
Jefferson, my first question would be,
sorry.
Now, I always miss this technology.
My
approach is you see, if you look at the situation before me, which I raised the issue last time, it looks like the cost that is incurred by yourself, most cost comes from management, 42.6%. Instead of whatever you are generating there, the cost goes to the management team. It has been a problem for me, because I don't think that the intention of managing this place. But if you remember last time, we raised an issue of the transfer of skills, you know, to the beneficiaries of this particular farm, you know. It looks like the cost for management is very high. And I want to know, at what stage are you going to see the reduction of the cost? I'm assuming that when you are have to manage the same area, you are managing that area with the intention of turning over one day to the people concerned. So how far are these people really are going to be ready to assume the responsibility? Rather than managing to, you know, this reminds me, you know, yesterday there was this, Now, if you look at that, there was a quotation on the newspaper some time ago, just towards that celebration, that the first president of Ghana said, that you rather manage ourselves improper than somebody else to govern us on our behalf. You see, if you look at that quotation, it suggests that at a certain given time, I must be on my own. I must see how I am going to manage on my own. So I think this is the third time I'm raising the same issue. But at what stage are you going to say to myself, but you know, these people that we've been managing, you know, they are in a position to manage this situation. The second issue in terms of your presentation, if the question of the computer literacy, I want to know how many of now that have been already, and I said that last time I was here, you told us that about two or three that are employed by yourself who have been trained to turn correct. There was between two or three or four of them who were there before and they were trained to turn this computer literacy, and they would then come back or employed or something, or whatever, who are working there. part of your former union. So I'm saying, therefore, that in terms of these villages that you are managing, you might also maybe take, I don't know, the adjacent villages that are coming for this company too. In terms of the profit, in terms of the particular one. The other issue in terms of your status, the special report status, and other companies, such as that. The first point there, you talk about security plan, which is online. And further down, the security again, which is finalized. There are two security items here, which are addressed here. The other issue in terms of the shade house or stroke national plan, I'm not sure, of course, when you hear before us, I think a year or 2 years ago, there was a house that was structured that was on the verge of being finalized. I don't know whether that is finalized or whether it's, when you call a shade here or house or cemetery, the same structure. But if I remember, there was a structure that was shown last time, a structure which you were about to complete, where they were supposed to move from one structure to another structure. You see, in terms of the report here, there is this case in terms of, if I see here as well, I don't know whether that workshop has been done, but there was a structure which was under construction then. So I don't know whether that structure is also finalized. This panel, are these tunnels that are part of the structure that is set, or the separate tunnel from one area to another area? This is a specific address as well as that issue so that we get to understand exactly how far things go. In terms of plowing the situation of the soil, just want to check in terms of the crops that have been planted there, whether are there any sort of funds that are generated out of those crops to the adjacent community or to the same village, from village, same village. I think the first thing that is all in this place that I can have. Thank you.
Approval to establish that farmer on Echaland.
all have all in mind this farm, very well, with this servicing the decision. Jumping on the land at the things. You're welcome, I'll help you there.
About
4 acres. 4 acres, the few things that we would use like that to servicing. That's what we keep for the company itself. The purpose then is for the company to render support services to the farmers that will be established as well as the surrounding community. So the idea is, it also goes to your follow-up questions, is to get the farmers and the community to the point that they can take over the service center as their own. And then the department and the whole of their company, the board, sees to assist if we can get to a point where we can give this service center to the community. I can unfortunately not tell you how long that is going to take. At the moment, the department is funding to the tune of 2 million rand a year to keep this up and going. The service center is something new. It will be finalized from a capital point of view within the next 1 or 2. And once this is the settlement aspect, but I think we should really appoint the board, get representatives from the stakeholder farmers, etc., to start managing the service center itself. So no, I cannot tell you at the moment there are no people that is ready to take over because there are no people. We've got Nechal Farms, like the committee has seen in the previous time. So once it's settled, what you said then, sir, comes in to say yes, there are people and they are now ready to take over the whole management of the service. Somebody at this committee level 2 told me we should never put that. We should keep a hand at this council. Not you or one of us, but the national partner of agriculture. So that is what we're working towards, but what time I really don't know. This is a security items you quite like, but we see the security is being finalized. That depends around the service center itself, that's been finalized. But again, chairperson, Nechal consists of 4,000 hectares, we've got 5 farms, group capital structures on them, and we've got security at that structure to prevent them from vandalizing. That's still in place. Once the farmer has been settled, that security will be put up. The farmers are problems. That's where we are. Right? The shade houses, what you remember from the previous from the slides, and this time I refrained from again selling pictures because of the community being at the farm. But what they're showing in the farm pictures was a workshop as well as the admin complex, the training and the offices are, which were in the building process. That's the one. The shade houses we're talking about, the idea is to work towards a nursery. From a farming point of view, to make money for the service center, but as well as for the training point of view, for the community. That's where the shade house is coming from. The tunnel that is mentioned, chairperson, is exactly the same argument. You want to erect one tunnel to do cash crop farming. The revenue for the service center, as well as training for whoever comes to us for the training. In the plowing, I've already responded to, we only plow for the community. They are responsible for the crops and the funding for that. We do the contract plowing on behalf of the sponsor or whoever for the specific community or village in the surrounding area. So there's one question I've missed. Computer literacy from... well, chairperson, this is part of the training program that we have in place. It's ongoing. And what we said the previous time is from some of the young people in front of this come to the farm, it's absolutely free. We gave them from the management agent side basic computer literacy, and some of those guys went further to get appointed as tellers, as cashiers, etc. And that process is ongoing on a day-to-day basis. I don't know if any of you guys got the stats on how many people use the French accessibility. That's interesting.
We have a few people call it success stories.
I'm also involved in the
And as far as I know, that the Eastern faith follows as closer to us, and sometimes it's a dream, and as we go down to
no, but just before you tell them, he keeps on saying that part of the 23 village. So what support are you giving to them, those who are adjacent to your town, as they just being oppressed by, accepted by a culture that has nothing to do with their stuff? And also in terms of the presentation before us, we talk about 23 village, but in terms of here, we are saying here, whatever services that are supporting is to 9 villages, less the rest in terms of the villages. We talk about 23 villages, but here you said they deliver via the government for so that they spread to 9 villages. So which means they are not assisting the rest in terms of whatever services that we are rendering there.
So we need to shout out. Chairperson, the 9 villages that we spread to the whole area that we operate in, may I also mention that the macadamia project, there is a company which is actually running that project. It's a different company. And to say that we have no involvement is not exactly true. We introduced that company to be in China. It's part of an ongoing thing, and it's given to the company. It could be beneficial to the community. Not the first one, it won't be the last one either. We actually did this to the people when they came to the area to eat for the Macadamia project. We actually took them there and we introduced them to the Chinese platform. They took over from there, but it is actually a company running that project. We act as middlemen, mediators to help them introduce projects to the area. And we have done this on numerous occasions. We have done the fact we're in the process now of another project that we're really introducing for the test of the system.
Okay. Thank you very much. I just wanted to find out on the assistance that you are giving to the people. The land is being given to people who would call them beneficiaries. At some stage, the land, the owners of the land will take over the land. And there will be some production happening there. Like, I don't know what grows in that area. What I wanted to find out is there a test and research done, or does the agricultural research have the data of what kind of produce can be done on that particular land? And if that is successful, have you got what plans together with the people have you got on processing of those of the fruits that will be there? Like, for instance, if they produce a lot of pineapple, what then? Where are they going to sell, or are they going to process and so on? But I remember I said the macadamia thing, the old pineapple factory where they were there. Canning them. Then what is it that you envisage to do after they have taken the land and producing now, we grow a system of products. And what is it that, what is the way forward? Farming and all that. Where is the market? Have you done that? What's the survey? Or what should I call research? Find out whether whatever this country says as a market for this way of processing it, and after processing, where is the market and all those things.
We found that there's a lack of basic
I think perhaps we should try and get closer contact with us because when we do,
but they don't see people, they don't see people going and stuff like that. But they are exclusively for Indian Shakti. So the agreement between them and the Shakti is the last. We are supplying the water. The next is the land was the water. So I also believe that probably from the mathematics on their side, we don't start the project of that magnitude without being done properly. We have, as small as we are, whenever we have the Sudan being complete, the project of the I believe that we have actually done water and that before they start.
I'm always worried when I get to this land, the genetic stuff is the partners that they are having, working for the strategic partners. I always get worried because to me it seems as if they are not planning for the future. I don't know whether it would be possible to do something for the people around that area to look at the next issue of unemployment and look at the reality that is there, the poverty, and strategize together to say, in so many years, we want to see the reduction of unemployment. Want to see people working. You know, if people are working, the also the rejection of crime and so forth and so forth. Now, I don't know whether is there a forum where the people of those areas, all those villages, yourself and everybody meet together and say, how do we plan the development of this area? How do we then succeed in increasing jobs in this area? As when as I was traveling around there, I didn't see a shop there. I was wondering in my mind whether these people are buying bread in town or what's happening now. Such things, you know, to sit down and say, what is needed in this area? Schools, all the clinics and all those things. How do we then plan together and go to the department and say, department, this is how we have planned the area. This is how we want this to happen. This is our plan. And then if there are changes and so on, they also change. Like, but planning together, working together, planning for the future and project on how much will be needed on those particular project, maybe you can call it a pilot project, pilot and see if that can happen. If we can be able to develop that particular area, maybe some people from elsewhere will come and see that this has happened here and we can also do it. I don't know whether you have something like that. If not, is it possible for me to sit down, discuss, look at the area, work with the people, plan with the people, and say, this is where we want to be maybe in 2015, this is where we want to be in 2014.
A small, very small issue on this question, the source of the social strategy. You seem to be increasing much in fees to 42.7. All other documents are 24.2. Yeah, and in terms of cost centers, the percentage of total expenditure is 42.7. That's a cutting error or is an increase of 1% on top of 4.6. It's 42.7. Can you clarify that, please?
Chairperson, yes, the numbers presented and seem useful for the calculations for the federal operating budget.
Yeah.
So this is 2771. It was indicated as 2781. under the calculation purpose is going to be one older than we see it, but it's not only it's UPC.
Oh,
yes, it's good. So,
okay.
So, does it allow me just to respond to one of these viewpoint on the planning part? I can answer this third question by saying that we've just done something like that. But the idea, I think, is fantastic. The board can get the service center managing according to the purpose of the service center, the mandate that they have. Then the service center can be a driving force in that environment to push exactly for what they're doing. So the answer is no, ma'am, but we would leave the idea with the board that we see how far we can take it. And that's the promise I can report that.
The most funny thing to have ever been to the computer.